We are at the Ripfest Festival with the band Ghoul. Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Which character did you bring for tonight? Because we know there is a band and there is a lot of other parts.
Well, our friend Baron Samadhi, he's going to be here. And also Kogar the Destructor, who is our giant furry kind of ape man. He's here. And then we also are bringing back the spirit of punk rock. Okay. And back from the dead. From the netherworld, and he's going to join us on stage and probably make an idiot out of himself.
How was your trip to come here from creepy Sylvania?
It was long and arduous and sweaty. And the van is thoroughly stinky at this point.
Before to be here, you were at the Hellfest. How was it there? It was hot, too.
It was incredibly fucking hot at the Hellfest. And, but it was great. And there were so many people there. We got to eat so many of the concert goers. And it was really like a giant buffet for us.
And for tonight, a special stuff for the show?
Yeah, well, I think the most special thing is these people are going to be doused in cold liquid.
Yeah.
But that should help with the heat stroke in there.
A short show for tonight?
I think about 40 minutes or so. It's a little short, but a little shorter than normal, but we usually only play about 45 minutes or so. A little bit of Ghoul goes a long way, we found.
Yeah, it's so straightforward that it's a lot of energy for you, of course, but for the crowd too.
Yes, yes, yeah. A lot of times people end up dying before we even kill them at the end of the show, just because the pit is so crazy.
How is the response of the audience about your last album out a couple of months ago?
Oh, it's the best one yet. Like, the people seem to really like it, and everyone's very enthusiastic about it, so we couldn't be more happy.
And what are your plans for the next week or maybe the next month? Touring, of course, but...
Oh, this is the last show we're playing for a while, and then we're going to... We're going to go on tour in the United States again in the fall, and after that, not sure. I think we might come back to Europe next April, possibly.
And maybe still writing, because your issue are really fast, too, as your music?
Yes, we have to start doing that again, because, you know, you got to keep it going. So I think when we get back, we'll probably start writing a new album. All sorts of things have been going on in Creepsylvania that we have to talk about. So.
Any plan for maybe a live DVD or stuff like that?
Yes, actually we were sort of talking about doing something like that this year, so possibly before the end of the year, maybe next year, we might put something like that out.
Okay, great news.
Yeah.
Just a word maybe about the artwork of your last album?
The guy who did it, his name is Mark Richards, and his company is called Heavy Hand Illustration. He's an amazing artist, just incredible. And then on the inside of the album is a board game that you can play that was done by Ross Sewage, famous Ross Sewage, who's in Exhumed and Impaled and a bunch of great bands. And it's just, the whole package is incredible. I think they both did it in a great job.
Let's say that you are the chosen one, and you've got to go in a mission. For your mission, you need a companion. I will give you 5 companions, and you can pick one for your mission. You can choose between Gollum, Jar Jar Binks, Jiminy Cricket, a minion, or the White Rabbit. Which one would you choose?
I think Jar Jar Binks. Yes. Yeah, it would give me an opportunity to kill him.
Okay.
Maybe the first time we get to a cliff or something, I can just push him off of it.
A last word to you French listeners.
Vive la France!
Thank you so much.